Please join me and let's give a hallelujah to Jeff and Linda. Hallelujah!
Thank you, David. Yeah. Thank you.
My voice went out during
I am so fired up and jazzed up, I can hardly stand in my shoes. I'm still high from yesterday because I came over for Honeyball's workshop yesterday, and it so exceeded what I imagined or expected. It was.
Oh, but your voice sounds good.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
How many
here were at the workshop yesterday? Well, quite a
glorious.
Few, and you're all sitting in the back. That's good.
Glorious.
Because you can sing up the front section a little bit.
I have never seen an experience where so many people, you know, we're told to find our voice, and we do, but if you want to really find your voice, you just got to work with Honeyball.
I noticed that even while we were singing here, your eyes were open and your mouth was open, and I mean, it was...
I will never be the same.
Linda came home from the workshop yesterday. She was just glowing and buzzing. And, of course, I'm working on the slides. And
Poor you.
She was just like, oh, just so excited about it. And you actually slept good last night for the first time. You weren't wiggling around. And
That's too much information.
You didn't know we had the camera in our bedroom?
I just didn't need you to share it, everyone. But
anyway.
It's a favor that's easy to return.
Welcome, everyone. You know, you can just feel the energy in the room. I was sitting over here listening to David and the opening and the music with Honeyball. It really is true. We don't need a lot more words. It's just there's such a incredible feeling right here.
It's a perfect day.
Right now. It is.
It's a perfect day.
The group that's here, the weather, the fact that we're gathering.
And everyone tuning in.
And yeah,
from
all
everywhere.
People all over the world.
They get up in the middle of the night. They get up early in the morning. The stories we get are just unbelievable.
Yeah. So
can you feel the kind of that network?
Oh, it's just
kind
it's tingly
buzzing?
As everybody's joining in online.
There are a few people that wait till closer to the channel.
Yeah, well, that not me. And let's see, I got my slides here. Now I'm a little messed up today.
Honey,
it's good kind of messed up.
What?
Well, first of all, after coming over here early this morning, I went back to the house, and I always do my breathing and connecting with Adamus and seeing if he has any heads up for the day. And after I came out of that breathing, I could feel Adamus is like right here. He would love to come through right now. No.
Oh!
I've got slides, damn it. I've got really good slides.
You're in
today.
Charge?
Yes. No, he's not insisting, but I can feel he's so present. And then when I walked in here just a little while ago, there's so much life. I think that's
absolutely.
It's not just energy, so much life in here. And with the people joining in from the internet, it's life, and that's good.
And in this now moment, the point that you create from.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a deep breath with that and take a deep breath in honor of what we're all doing. I know a lot of times it gets a little tough, understatement of the year.
Let's say challenging.
But you know, and Adamus has to remind me over and over again, he keeps saying, it's not about you, you're taking on all that stuff and it's really not yours. And when I'm in my good place, when I'm doing the breathing and letting all those parts integrate it, I realize, yeah, that's really not me. And it's a wonderful feeling. And you know what's you.
Oh yeah.
Is what is what you choose. What you choose. And that's it. Everything else is not you, believe it or not. And it's a tough one sometimes. We wanna either let those aspects, you know, over influence or take on other people's stuff, or let our own lives get kind of mucked up because of the people around us. But it's really not you. What is you is just what you choose. So Be careful what you choose.
Well put, sweetie.
Well,
well
thank
put.
You. I told you Adamus is close by. And
oh, you get to take credit for that.
No, I am, but he's actually been taking me through kind of a different thing lately. He's doing a lot more of making me go forward or be up front. And, you know, he said recently in some of the workshops, I'm not going to stick around for it. This is not a 20-year gig, probably not a 10-year gig, you know. Of course, I'm like, well, how long? What day?
And you got Katumi ready to back you up?
And no, he actually said when he leaves, they'll have different beings pop in from time to time. But then it's up to us, all of us. So maybe we'll do like each month we'll have one or two people, Frank, come up and channel themselves. Yeah, Sarta, yeah. Anyway... it's one of those beautiful days here in Colorado, and
it's
of course,
a perfect day.
I'm thinking about the sun or the snow possibly. I'm trying to get this to
but
work.
Don't.
Could you just hand click that? Just one click forward. I think it stuck on this. There we go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Here we are.
Oh, the magic of the art.
Yeah. We spare no expense here for the special effects. Anyway, I know today we have a lot of regulars here, and we have a lot of folks that we haven't seen in a little while, and some new ones as well. And for those listening in over the internet, welcome. You are really, truly present here with, looks like we have about 90 people here so far, but you're really, truly present here with us. You're not just on some other part of the world. The energy is all gathered together right here. And I know we have quite a few folks from out of town. Do you want to read through the list?
Okay. We have John Anderson, and he's from Alberta, Canada. John. We have Tord Wald from Norway. Where are you, sir?
What part of Norway? North, south?
In the middle.
In the middle, I said. we love going to Norway and hope to get back there soon. A lot of good chamber there. Yeah, yeah. Is it getting a little darker now? Does it get dark by midnight or?
Not yet.
It's getting pretty dark, at least up north.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So good. Well, welcome. Thank you for being here.
We have Brenda Morgan here from Ola, Arkansas. Ola, Arkansas.
Hi, Brenda.
Good to see you again, Brenda. Tammy Foster Weaver from Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. A lot of fun stuff going on down in Arizona right now, isn't there? Wow. Yeah.
She's in Tucson. She's on the other corner.
Oh, I know, but just the whole state of Arizona is just kind of like percolating right now. It's interesting. Yeah.
I spend a lot of time in Mexico.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
My husband just bought a home along with Sue Cortez. Oh. So I think our timing is rather divine.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I'd like to make a special welcome to Colorado Chambra that moved away that we haven't seen for a very long time that's here back for he's doing a Chambra Institute school.
Great.
Here while he's here and we're really excited because I got to see Paul Cook again. From Kapa'a, Hawaii.
Good to see you, Paul.
Aloha, everyone.
And y'all. And Paul, how you've been living in Kauai now for, 3 years, I think?
It'll be 3 years Thanksgiving night.
Wow. And how is it treating you?
It's where I deconstructed. It's the best place to go.
Oh, I would imagine.
I believe that
I would
completely.
Imagine. And do you miss Colorado at times?
Much. I miss all of you.
Yeah.
We miss you.
I've been with you on the videos.
Oh, we know that.
And we're
we
coming to visit you in March.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
I missed you last year.
Yeah. Glad to see you again.
Okay. And from Ashton, Idaho, Dee Dee Draper. Where are you, Dee Dee?
Hi, Dee Dee. Good to see you.
Also, Schomburg Institute teacher, our friend from Abiquiu, New Mexico, Elizabeth Colburn.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Elizabeth.
From Albuquerque, New Mexico, we have Pamela Johnson.
Yeah. Hello, Pamela.
Hello, Pamela.
Good to see you.
From Albuquerque, Schomburg Institute teacher, John McCurdy.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. And Mary Beth Shewan. Hi,
Mary Beth. Mary Beth.
Schomburg Institute teacher Kay Salisker is here.
Hi,
from
Kay.
Bend, Oregon.
See, a lot of folks we haven't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you.
Uh-huh. And Cheryl Bernero from El Paso, Texas, the country of Texas.
The Republic of Texas.
Republic of Texas. Accompanied with Gary Feldman. Good to see you, Gary, also from El Paso.
And how long did it take you to drive up here?
When we went up through Santa Fe, it was about 750 miles.
Oh, yeah. Just for a little getaway, yeah.
A cruise.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
And is El Paso amped up at all? You've got kind of a...
You know, my office window looks right into Juarez, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
El Paso is cited, according to questionable FBI statistics, as the second safest city in America, looking right over the Rio Grande into the most deadly city in the world.
I've heard that.
Kind of like real duality. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And trying to hold the energy.
Wow.
I don't know anybody from El Paso that didn't always love it.
Yeah. Thank you for driving up.
And Schomburg Institute teacher and Dreamwalker Birth mentor, Kathleen Haas from Sandy, Utah.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Good to see you.
And we have a couple more. Jill Roberts from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Hi.
Hello, good to see you again. And friends of Laura and Martin, we have Kim Hang here. Is that how you say it? And a special first-time guest. Larry, I don't know if she's going to appreciate this. Cheryl Clark is here with us.
Hello,
Larry's
Cheryl.
Wife. Nice to see you, Cheryl. Thank Welcome.
You. And what about Hunter?
He's outside.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's
sitting
not.
Right
oh.
back there. Hey, Hunter.
Hey, Hunter. That's Larry's son,
Hunter. Show him your
Hunter.
Arm. Show him the broken arm. All right.
Nice.
Well, that's kind of a sign of manhood for a young kid. It's like, yeah, I'll show you my arm. It's like, yeah.
Excuse me?
Got it in a bar fight.
Excuse me?
Well, and we're moving on. Beautiful scenery here. This is a fall scene. Yes, Paul? Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. And a splendid hallelujah.
Yeah, yes.
And is there anybody else that's here for the first time? Oh, how do we miss you? Go ahead, stand up from California.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. Oh, more. Moss.
More.
And where are you here from?
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
Ah, welcome.
Yeah. Whoa, that's where David lives.
Are there any other first-timers here?
What do you call it, David? Fort Cosmos? Fort Cosmos, yeah.
Is there anyone else here for the first time that's brave enough to admit it? Oh, very good. Wait. Thank you. Thank you.
Right there,
oh,
okay.
Thank you.
And back there.
Thank you. I want to mention about this local audience. They're incredibly adorable, wonderful people. But they know each other a little too well, and so, like, they don't want to ever ignore you, but you just have to, like, move in, because they're like, you'll see it, especially,
well, actually,
and don't get between them.
And the food. Yeah. Do not. When we call for the break, you stand out of the way, because there's a mad rush for food, and even if somebody has to really go to the bathroom, they go to the food first, so.
And a little special welcome back to the Ritters who have been...
Yeah, Mark and Jane, we haven't seen you for a couple months, and they were touring Europe, so...
They were doing the family thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet their stories. I bet I got some to share.
So anyway, it is a beautiful September day. I love autumn. The only bad thing about autumn is that, you know, winter is coming next. But even winter up here is pretty beautiful.
Yeah, if you like snow.
the sun is out. It doesn't just turn gray for 4 or 5 months. It's sunny. But today's slide theme is...
It's breathtaking.
Vineyards, wine. I thought, how appropriate since...
Like wining?
No, like drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Because we're going to have a little party afterwards also, but... As most of you know, our special guest today is the one, the only, Hannibal Means.
Hannibal Means!
Yeah.
can Hannibal come up for just a second, please?
Absolutely.
Come on up, Hannibal.
Come on up, Hannibal.
I just want to say again, I have...
We know you're so shy, but come on up anyway.
I just want to say again, if you have a chance to ever experience... to do some work with Hannibal or to take his class, I don't say crap, I don't mean. Really, really, treat yourself, do it. It just, I can't tell you, I will never be the same.
I told you that.
I know.
You would not be the same.
You are absolutely right. You are right. I did not want to believe it, but it was true. And I walked in a little intimidated, and I could not believe what people were expecting. Reaching, finding. It was stunning. It was just amazing. And your intuition, your talent as a teacher, and your voice, the combination is divine.
I'm just saying yes, Linda. I'm just saying yes.
Yeah.
I recommend it to anyone.
I'm just saying yes.
I recommend it to anyone.
It's pretty simple, actually, when you bring it down to that.
Simple,
you breathe and say yes, and then watch everything go crazy. Yeah, but that's good. For those who don't know...
You weren't there yesterday.
No, I know, but I was there energetically.
No,
I was.
You were not there.
I was there energetically.
You win.
Hallelujah. I can't tell you.
You win.
I just wanted Hannibal to come up to the front because I want to stand next to the guy who asked Howie... Who are you?
What's your name?
And I want to stand next to the guy that sat next to Jay Leno and looked him straight in the eye and joked around on The Tonight Show, joked around with Howie and the host from The Soup, and also, of course, is just an incredible, incredible human being. For those who don't know the story... Hannibal came to the Crimson Circle, found the Crimson Circle in Vienna, I believe.
Yeah.
And went to the SES class, sexual energies class, that was taught by Brigida and Klaus Neuberger, and eventually found your way over here, and kind of like it was meant to be to reconnect here with family also, but I did check in with Adamus yesterday, during the class, see, and I said, so what's going to happen with all this? I see you absolutely opening up and helping others to open, and Adamus did tell me you were going to be doing a lot of traveling, so...
Hope you can handle it.
Hopefully, yeah, get ready. And also, just one other thing, I heard a couple of stories from... people who have picked you up at the airport, taking you to the hotel and the restaurants in the last couple days, and they said everywhere they go with Hannibal, people are like, oh, I've seen you on TV. Oh,
they want to take pictures. They're so nice.
Waking him up while he's sleeping on the airplane.
Oh, I love you. I saw you on TV. Can I take your picture? I'm sleeping.
Yes. Click. But anyway, it's...
But that's all part of it, you know.
Yeah.
When you say yes, you just love it all.
That is true.
It's
that
all
is
part of
true.
It. And I just say yes to it, and I love it all.
Yeah.
Did you bring a hat?
I brought about four of them.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be so shy.
I don't think shy is a word we use around.
But, you know, seriously, folks, before the hats get out, because then I won't be able to be serious, but, you know, for any of us, no matter what your age is, no matter your background, your education, no matter what you were doing a year ago or 50 years ago, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You can absolutely choose to do what's your passion and share that light and share that wisdom with others, just like Hannibal is doing. Excuse me, is that a rooster on your head, or what am I? Is that a bunny? A bear? Ah! Ah!
These could be fun somewhere else.
Isn't Linda a sweet unicorn, isn't she?
Yeah.
Lovely unicorn.
And you see, sometimes, you know, we get so serious about ourselves, and you just have to, exactly what Hannibal said, take a deep breath and say yes, and then just go with it. I mean, literally, you are now known in many parts of the world for the hats, which you need to start a line of Hannibal hats.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Hannibal, H-A-N-I-L.
Oh!
Ah.
Wow!
And the link to Hannibal. Order is hannibal.lester. Lester, hannibal.lester.
Could you write that on the board?
gmail.com.
That's
Hannibal.
Hannibal.lester.
Hannibal.lester. And these are called Hannibals. Hannibal hats. So,
you know, it's like I never knew what would happen when I said yes to my creative intuition. I went to buy yarn, and my intuition said, buy all the colors.
Yeah.
What? And I bought all the colors, and these hats just started being born. It's Hannibal, H-A-N-I-M-A-L.
That sounds like a really great birthing method.
Oh, yes. A birthing method, yes, something's about to be born here.
And the other thing is, you said you listen to your intuition.
My creative intuition, it speaks.
Absolutely. And but you're not giving credit to guides or Adamus or anybody else. You're saying, I listen to my creative
Lector.
Intuition, and that's the only way it works.
Lector.
If you're listening to something else other than yourself, it just doesn't
Lester.
Have the full Lester. Potential.
At gmail.com. And there's something else wonderful that I wanted to share with you. I have my first single on iTunes. It's called Blessed Be.
And so can you hum a few bars?
Blessed be. Blessed be. It goes on.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Keep that voice ready. We may need it later. Do I have to wear this during the channel?
No!
Because he makes fun of me anyway for the way I dress. I went casual today. I don't care what he says because we're barbecuing later. And
but
could
you?
He'll really make fun of me.
The bear ears match your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's his nickname his mother gave him as a child.
That was my
bear.
Nickname, actually.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
It's perfect for you,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you make a wonderful bear and the hat matches.
Yeah.
So it's great
Thank
to
you.
Be here with you.
Thank you, Hannibal. You're
Thank
an inspiration.
You so much.
And,
Thank you.
You know, when Hannibal said on America's Got Talent, I think Howie asked you a question, I forgot what, like your biggest fear or something like that, or were you nervous or something, and just saying, you know, the greatest fear we have is to be who we really are. I mean,
oh my
instantly
God.
Across
the world.
The world.
Well, actually, I felt like I turned myself into the whole universe.
Yeah.
You did.
And I said yes in front of the whole universe.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it was so amazing because so many young people said thank you for that because you inspired me.
Yeah. Isn't it fun?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
And by the way, I love that Adamas took your necklace that time and
I'd
wore
hide
it.
Yeah, I'd hide that if I was you.
And now I'm seeing it on America's Got Talent.
Been the same.
Yes, never. Been the same. It sings.
We love
thank you,
you,
Hannibal.
Thank you.
Hannibal Means.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shambra extraordinaire. Whoops.
Thank God, no do.
See how that looked, how that looks on you. I like that. I like that. Okay, moving along here. Today, special day, Labor Day barbecue. Right out front here, after we're done, we take about 20, 30 minutes to kind of reset things. During that time, just grab something to drink, step outside and enjoy the fresh air, and we'll be cooking on the grill with the Burgermaster, David McMaster.
And if you're not here, join us in your imagination.
David's doing the flipping and the flopping today on the barbecue grill. So, and we
have
regular burgers, and then we also have garden burgers.
Well, don't go on too long because you're going to make the people that can't be here.
Okay, so I'm going to go fast. So anyway.
No, just the barbecue part because they
barbecue.
Can't be here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So let's, what did Adama say last
good
month?
Good stuff.
Does everybody remember?
Good stuff.
I never remember. So let's go into it. Linda's going to read some of the fine quotes from Adamas.
Well, and I know that nobody can ever be step in his shoes, but I'm going to do my damnedest. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You reach a certain point where it's very challenging to get out of mass consciousness and out of your own mind lock. It's a catch-22. You're trying to get out of your mind or beyond your mind by using tools that the mind itself created. And you can't. These tools only dig you in deeper.
So Adama says we're getting to the point where we're expanding beyond the mind. We're no longer just a body, mind, and an unknown spirit. We're evolving into a body of consciousness that also includes Nost, our divine intelligence, things that are truly, the mind is still important, but we're evolving beyond that, especially for the answers, the creative solutions, and the knowingness. So we're kind of like emerging, we're waking up, but we still are using the mind to try to get out of the mind. And he gave a beautiful little story about being locked up in this building, and working there all day, all the time, and the only way to get out of the building was to get a pass or a permission slip to get out of the building, but you had to go next door to get that pass. Well, it's a catch-22. Remember the movie, if you're old enough?
Remember, nobody here is old enough.
Who remembers catch-22? Yeah, it's a great movie. It's a classic. So we're using our mind to try to get out of the mind, and he said it just doesn't work. It leads to a lot of frustration. It leads to a lot of rabbit holes, and it leads to a lot of dead ends. So he went on to say,
it's so simple. I want to cry and laugh at the same time. It's an absolute acceptance. That's all. Absolute acceptance. It is the I am. It is the breath of life. The mind doesn't know how to put its tentacles around acceptance. So it goes straight to the heart, straight to the I am, straight to the you. Absolute acceptance. Oh, that sucked.
It's like this.
You just got out of your mind.
Okay. So anyway, he said, so how do you do this? How do you expand beyond the mind? And he said, absolute acceptance. Acceptance of everything about yourself. Acceptance of everything around you in the world. You know, it's when you have this resistance, you think you have to change or the world has to change. That's what really bogs us down. It keeps us from expanding. Because if you're in this state of non-acceptance, you're always trying to mentally, consciously change everything. Well, you're tying up all your energies. You won't be able to expand. So absolute acceptance goes back to one of the classic Tobias channels, accept all that there is.
And my experience is that I have to keep practicing that.
Mm. It's hard to do at times, but yet, as he said, it's so simple, I want to laugh and cry at the same time.
Yeah, well, he's the one that just didn't walk right out of the crystal either.
That's true.
he's going to hit me later.
He's going to get you. Oh, yeah. He loves his crystal story. I mean, he thinks it's amazing.
Yeah,
100,000 years in a crystal.
Yeah, we know it.
So that way, he doesn't allow a lot of whining about other problems. Hey, he went on to say,
you come to a point where these waveforms finally intersect the X spot, the point of awakening. You're destructuring yourself in preparation for moving on. You go through the destructuring, which for most of you is really tough. Losing your jobs, your relationships, battles with your aspects, battles with your mind, with yourself. The destructuring was important, though, to get back to some of the core energies of you.
So as you know, Adamus has been going through his charts and diagrams, which I kind of find interesting, explaining the whole awakening process and talking about the destructuring, as Paul mentioned before, you went to Kauai to destructure. While it's happening, it's terrifying, and you wonder if you're going to survive. You wonder if you want to survive. That's actually the bigger issue.
Every survival instinct in you tells you you're not doing the right thing.
Well, yeah, and then there's the panic and everything else. And actually, Adamus says if you just allow the destructuring to take place, it's natural. It doesn't have to be negative or awful. But yeah, you're making room for you. So you're destructuring a lot of the things that were old identifications to make room for who you really are. It's one of those things after you get through it, or after you get through a wave or two of it, and you go, oh, that's not so bad. But while you're going through it, it's mighty tough. Okay, he went on to say,
what happens as we get deep into the X zone, horizontal changes to vertical. So now the dance of the divine and the human actually shifts because you're no longer on a linear path through life. You could say that when the shift occurs?
Not a typo.
You have set up all the potentials to transcend time and space. And because it's so intimately connected to the work that you've been doing at the deep levels of your DNA over these last few years, it now starts to activate.
So in this last series, he was taking us, so what happens beyond that X zone? If you recall, he was talking about the waveforms and they finally intersect, and what happens beyond that? He says, well, literally, if you could map it out, everything flips from this horizontal or linear movement to vertical. And when he's drawing it on the board, he asked everyone here, what does that look like? And they said, the DNA. And he said, that's right, because on top of that, your entire DNA has been being restructured, and now it starts to activate.
So this means we don't have to go to an outside source to activate our DNA? We can do it ourselves?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
You can have somebody activate it for you.
That's not really possible.
Or you could do some breathing and do it yourself. What do you choose?
I know my choice, but I won't keep my opinions to myself.
Okay. He went on to say. I think, by the way, it's a natural process. It's going to happen anyway.
Very good. A potential is everything that you could be and everything that you could have been. Please do not look at potentials as being just something in the future. What are the potentials in this moment? What are the potentials for the past? I'm going to talk a lot about potentiating. That's a real word. It means that you're actively aware of potentials. And if you don't like the potentials that you start feeling, potentiating allows you to create any new potential you want.
So he's going to talk about potentials, in other words, creating our own reality. I think so often we get into this kind of hypnotic trance that there's a destiny out there, that there's, whether it's our own contract before this life, or whether it's some spiritual family contract, or whether it's just mass consciousness, or God, or the angels, or whatever. We actually get lulled into this acceptance of some type of destiny thing, like we're just playing along with it and oftentimes rebelling against it. But he's saying as we get into true potentiating, we begin to understand that, first of all, you're creating the potentials, and you can choose whatever potentials you want. Potentials just aren't not only in the future, but they represent the past also.
But then you can't play in drama.
Yeah, you can. If you want the potential of drama, absolutely you can select it. Okay. If you have drama in your life, you may want to take a look, because that's may what have happened by default. But anyway, he said he's going to talk about potentials until we're sick of it.
I really like the when he talked even about the idea that, potentials, the feeling that potentials can be from the past as well.
Absolutely.
And that was, there was a sci-fi TV show about that.
Yep. Whoa.
Was that Quantum Leap? What was that called? It was a really good TV show. It was all about going back and visiting the different potentials, or going forward and looking at potentials. Whole TV show about it. Sci-fi. Sorry.
Next.
When you left all that is to become a pure sovereign being, as you went through the wall of fire, you imagined and experienced all of the potentials of everything that would ever happen to you outside of home. That's why it felt so awful. You felt you were ripped into billions of pieces because you were suddenly experiencing everything, every potential that was ever to be. Every variation, every iteration you experienced of it up until right now.
So if you want to know more about that, what he's talking about, going through the wall of fire, you experience all the potentials of everything that you would ever do or not do, every thought you didn't think you had. You experience this when you left home. Actually, Tobias is the one who did a brilliant job of explaining that in the Journey of the Angels. And then, before I get into that, I want to jump to the next slide, if you would read that. Yes.
There are potentials that could have never been imagined by you or by God ever. Brand new potentials that were never there before. You had to destructure yourself to make room for some of these potentials that were never imagined, even in the heart of hearts of God.
It's a really important point, because up until now for us, we had this set of potentials that was huge in magnitude, but those were the potentials of everything that we'd ever experience after going through the wall of fire, at least until now. Now, in this new energy, there's a whole new set of potentials that come into being that were not created before. They're created in the now moment. And as Adama says here, even spirit could not have imagined these potentials. So in a way, we even go beyond what we went through in the wall of fire. It's a whole new day, put it that way, a whole new day. So that was last month's shout.
Look at those eyes.
What? Adamus is. I thought you were impressed with the graphics.
Oh, that too. That too.
Took hours and hours.
Did you hand draw all that?
No.
No, I did not. I want to get out of the way.
We did not have any events. So last month, other than the book signing in Fairfield, Iowa, we didn't take pictures. So we're going to go right to upcoming events. You like that?
Awesome.
Okay. What's coming up? Actually, we leave in just a couple of days for European book tour, a variety of different cities in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, following in Mark and Jane's tracks, probably, with the new
German
book,
speaking.
The Saint Germain book. And I always get a kick out of that book. It was channeled in, I think, 2007 in Amsterdam. Adama said,
who was the host?
Anita Boom.
Thank you.
Yeah. Adama said, we're going to, this weekend for the workshop, we're going to channel a book. And I'm like, yeah, all right. And he said, the book will really, I forgot how he said, but become popular, become well distributed. I'm like, yeah, right. And it's happening. I mean, with the help of Wolfing von Rohr, who's our agent there, it is getting very, very popular.
Wolfing is so much more than, he's an agent and much, much more.
Yeah.
He saw the material and immediately said, I know where there's an audience for this. I know that there's a way for other people to experience this, even beyond the people that are currently in Crimson Circle.
So it'll be fun. It should be a beautiful time of the year to be there. Although you said, Mark and Jane, you said it was kind of chilly there, kind of rainy, but Since you left.
You know, when we were there, it was hotter than all but Jesus.
I know. And then it got cold. And then, October will be, we're doing a guest appearance at the St. Germain Conference in Hamburg.
Hold on to your seats.
that'd be good, actually. I feel
we'll bring a recording back.
It's going to be a very strong conference. And it's organized and hosted by Barbara Bessen. So that's in Hamburg. I think it's October 8th through the 10th.
I suspect it'll be an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not often invited as guests to their conferences.
I wonder why.
Now with Adamus. After that is a mental imbalance symposium in Berlin. Susie, we still have some seats open for that, I believe. How many?
We have some. Okay. Yeah, we have quite a few still.
Good. Berlin should be beautiful that time of the year, and we're actually doing it at a little place called Mugglesee.
Right on
a lake, Mugglesee? So it should be beautiful.
It's on the lake. It's treed and beautiful.
Mugglesee.
And it's hosted by our mentor teachers from Germany.
Oh, yes.
Sandra Huschmann and Wolfgang Riedel. And Wolfgang Riedel actually probably can't be there at that time, but we just couldn't leave him out.
Yeah. After that, it's on to Budapest for the channeling workshop. It's actually one of my favorite things to do because I don't do a lot of channeling. Everybody else does. So we go through the basics of what is channeling, how to determine what's you, what you're hearing from yourself versus what's coming from outside of you. We talk about the ethics of channeling, and we really get people, by the second day, they're into channeling. It's actually a lot of fun.
People really open up to feeling and sensing.
Yeah.
And it's hosted by mentor teachers Alfred Hellas and Timea Thomasy.
So that's our October. November, we're just announcing this for the first time. We're going to be in Cambury, Brazil.
Correct.
For Dama St. Germain Mystery School, hosted by Sylvia Mangini.
She's a Schomburg Institute teacher.
And
does our website.
Yeah, and Cambury is like right kind of in the coastal region of Brazil. It'll be our first time out of Sao Paulo. Oh, no, this year we went out in the jungle, but this is right on the coast.
The hotel overlooks, has an ocean view, and it's very beautiful. It's a very beautiful spa setting, so we think it'll be Adamus's idea of where mystery schools should be held.
and we picked kind of a smaller, intimate hotel, so we're limiting it to 75. And then back home for the holidays, and then January, it's off our first time going to Ecuador. How do you pronounce it?
Ecuador. They don't say D like a doorknob.
Ecuador.
It's Ecuador.
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 Okay. I have to work on my Espanol before I get my self in trouble.
You go, gringo.
So our first time in Ecuador, and the interesting thing about Ecuador, in addition to be our first time, is
Ecuador.
Suddenly... there's a large group of Chambra that's been getting together there because of Malu and Raisa, our mentor teachers there, have been doing a phenomenal job in South America. And they said, you've got to come to Ecuador.
And actually, the Chambra in Ecuador have also approached us. So it's a perfect opening.
So for those of you who don't know where Ecuador is exactly, we have a little map here with the arrow. It is on the... Equator, therefore Ecuador.
Ecuador.
And the latitude is 000. It should be kind of interesting energetically.
You think?
The temperature almost doesn't vary at all. The length of day and night would be
equal.
The same all the time. When you're looking for the leaves to change, it probably doesn't really happen. Because it's the same. So energetically, it should be really, really interesting going there.
I'm excited.
Yeah, very, very balanced.
I'm excited. Yeah. It is our first time.
Yeah. So, and we could stand on that line and look this way and see the southern hemisphere, this way and see the northern.
When you flush the toilet, which way does it go?
It doesn't. That's the only problem. It just... Actually, because you're on the equator, you don't have to go to the bathroom.
No, this?
Kidding.
Good biology. Interesting.
I get emails tomorrow like,
how
really? I know. Okay. February.
And did you say it was Raisa? And
Raisa and Malu are hosting it, yeah. They sent a very nice email this morning, as a matter of fact.
They're excited.
February is the Chambra Egypt trip. Sorry, it's sold out. Next slide.
We hope to create another experience from it that we'll maybe be able to share with others. We hope, you never know.
And near and dear to Paul Cook's heart. We're going back to Kauai in March for a special Adamus Mystery School, March 13th through 18th. Obviously, we're excited about it. Susie, how are we doing on space? Isn't it about half or half sold out? Okay. And the reason why we mention this, a lot of times people get upset and they say, well, I didn't know it was sold out, and they try to sign up for something. And
I can personally tell you that having been to Kauai a number of times and not anticipating what it would be, the closest thing for me to compare Kauai to would be what I believe the Garden of Eden was written about. It's truly a place that's incredible. You go there, and you get there, and it's like, and then you feel the energies going, oh, I love you, I love you. Puke out your stuff, you're safe. It's a good place to
go. It's a very gentle, loving energy, but it does have a way of letting you know what's what the rough edges are.
You want to move
something? Is that a nice way to say it?
Go there.
I'd say it's also the mothering, birthing, and rebirthing
energy. Yes. A lot of chickens too. Yes, yes.
Because there's no natural predators there now. Yeah. Isn't that
cars,
an energetic statement?
Cars are a natural predator.
That's the only natural predator.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And guess who's joining us? Oh, these are, whoops. Messing it up. Guess who's joining us in,
peek-a-boo,
you know, for the mystery school, Hannibal. So we'll have a lot of beautiful time on the island. We'll
great
have morning sessions with Adamus and Hannibal, afternoon outings to beaches, to the mountains, catamaran ride looking for whales and dolphins. So it should be amazing. And then what comes next?
Nothing.
Something. And announcing. There'll be other things in the meantime, but we're just announcing this right now. It is the 2011 Midsummer New Energy Conference, and it's going to be in
Santa Fe.
How'd you guys know? We're just announcing it. It's going to be in, woo, look at that, Mexican jumping beans. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Don't delay. You all know Santa Fe is a marvelous.
You want to see that again? Okay.
Place. Marvelous.
Okay. Santa Fe, New Mexico, September 9th through the 11th, 2011.
Oh!
Whoa! It was that some type of Adamian slip?
Brain fart.
Oh, that is weird. Yeah, I know. And when you think of the numbers for this, it's all nines and ones. If this is supposed to be an 11, obviously, that's spooky.
Move that on.
Ooh, no, that's good. We're going to go back and revisit potentials. Yeah. We're going to redo the world.
As you all know, Santa Fe has charm beyond words, and we're still finalizing the details, but we've actually found that the location where we're going to do it is right off the square in a little beautiful downtown, the square in Santa Fe. So it will be as elegant and charming as anyone can imagine. If you want to experience the beauty of the Southwest, that's the place to go.
Some of our past Midsummer conferences have been out south of town on Cirrus Road. This year we said, no, we want to be right downtown.
Well,
and Susie, isn't it like, what is the special weekend other than ours? What else is happening there?
Burning Man. That's the kickoff, Burning the Zobra.
So it'll be kind of a fun weekend. There should be a lot of stuff going on in town.
It's the weekend after Labor Day. And
right.
We have to finish the final agreement before we want to specifically announce the property, but we got a deal that
it was a good deal.
We couldn't ignore it. You know, usually we stayed out of town because it was too hard to get a good rate. Well, it appears that we're finishing the deal on a really good rate for the attendees to be right on the square in Santa Fe. And I will tell you this, well, the please don't delay, because if you send emails crying and saying, oh, we told
what
you
are they
to hurry.
Say?
Oh, so sorry, we tried to tell you to act fast, because Santa Fe is incredibly endearing to people, and it's a really fun place to be.
This is not ready for sign up yet. We'll have it available for in the store at the next meeting a month from now, so we're just pre-announcing it.
And the Angels will get they get that
advance
that
notice.
Advance window. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, it's time now for the launch pad.
Where's that
so
rocket going?
So some people say, what is the launch pad? What's it for? Is that where I can come and sell my products and explain launch pad? Well, real simply, it's about inspiring others. Tobias is the one who kind of gave us the idea. He said, it's time to get out there, write the books, do the workshops, the music, the new businesses, the new modalities, whatever it is, it's time to get out there. So we like to feature a couple of different items each month from Schomburg around the world who are really doing it.
Do you know what it's really about?
No.
I can do it in two words.
Okay.
Celebrating creation.
Absolutely. Well, and it's amazing how this has grown to the point where when we first started doing the launch pad, we'd have maybe one submission every 2 months. And now we're getting, as the staff knows, we're getting a lot of them. And it's getting to be a lot of work balancing that. But what we don't feature here, we feature in Schomburg Creations in the newsletter or in some of the
we're in the process
online forums
of finding a new way to make this easier for people to access it. And but you have to give us a little time, you know, and just let this happen. We're all creating.
So let's take a deep breath for the first launch pad today. We are so honored to welcome Kathleen Hawes. Kathleen. There you are. Kathleen.
Right here, Kathleen.
Oh, no, no.
Can I ever come up? Oh, okay.
Well, if you wouldn't mind just bringing your book up for a moment. Kathleen has put together a beautiful book called How We Came to Be. And it's kind of like, you said it's kind of for children, but I was reading through it, and it's for children of all ages.
It came flooding through very quickly.
Oh, thank you, David. I originally thought that it was for little people because that's where a lot of my focus is, for little people. But the feedback I'm getting is it's not just for children. It's also for the awakening human. So there it is. It came through very quickly, and it's a little book that wanted to be written.
Do you want to kind of open the pages?
Kathleen is very passionate about Dreamwalker Birth. There's a little story going to be in the news upcoming Schomburg newsletter. But I will also tell you that she this is her passion, and so she's expressing it in every way, creating in it in every way. So much so that we realize that she's going to be a mentor teacher for Dreamwalker Birth. So Dreamwalker Birth is her passion, and she's expressing it in every way.
I just found that there were nothing for new energy parents to tell the story to the wee ones, to the little ones, about our angelic nature and why we're on the earth. There's a lot of religious books, but there's nothing in the language of Adamus or Tobias or what we understand our origin to be. So
thank you. Congratulations.
It's a beautiful book. It's a very beautiful book.
Thank you.
And Kathleen's book, How We Came to Be, is available at www.spiritualbirthconnection.com.
Congratulations, Kathleen.
Kathleen, is it on Amazon or Lulu or anything like that?
She just got it printed.
I just had it printed. I created a publishing company. I'm the publisher.
Yeah, cool.
And it's available through my website.
You have copies here today. But especially for those who are listening in on the internet, if you're interested, at www.spiritualbirthconnection.com.
And it's a true launch. She was just in the area this week making connections for it. So it's really a true in-the-now moment launch.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, it's very beautiful also. You just feel it and hold it. It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
So thank you. How about a big deep breath and an applause for Kathleen. You know, and doesn't it feel good to create something? A lot of hard work, a lot of fear comes up. And, you know, what about this and what about that? But then you just do it, and it feels really good. Yeah.
She was also the Dreamwalker Bertha doula for her own grandchild recently.
Yeah.
So really
That's
special
amazing.
Creations.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. All right. And another deep breath as we go literally to the other side of the world for Charity Parrish's book called Your True Nature, A Psychologist Explores Channeling. Wow. Now, Charity, who we know very well, has about that many titles behind her name, a psychologist, and I don't know what all the other ones were, but she started hearing voices a little while back and started to explore what are these voices. And as a psychologist, you know, you can imagine that'd be very, very interesting, kind of taking a look within self. Are these coming from a crazy part of the brain? Are they coming from a real part of your spirit? Or are they coming from other entities? So her book really explores what she heard and her reactions to it. It's a beautifully designed book, beautifully written book. And Charity, we congratulate you on this creation. People can get it at www.lulu.com.
And she said, as so many of us have seen, that the book is there, but that effort that it takes, that commitment that it takes to just do it, was a really huge part of discovery for her. And she said, even when I talked to Charity, and we've talked quite a lot actually, she said, even consider that here she is a licensed psychologist, that even could she really feel safe, you know, how if she's a psychologist and she puts out a book about channeling, how will that potentially be perceived? So this was a very big leap of faith for her as a psychologist to do a channeling book.
And what will the peers say? What will the clients say? You know, the clients are the ones, they're hearing voices, and they go to hit somebody who's also hearing voices.
So you can imagine what kind
But that's the amazing part, because I think she can truly help them understand what's theirs and what's not. So with a big deep breath, reaching across to Australia for Charity Parrish, let's give her a big hand for her creation. Bonnie? Oh, in the Chamber Creations, good. As a download? Oh, good.
As an ebook. It is available as an ebook.
Thank you, Bonnie. I forget to mention some things. Okay, quickly before we take a break, we're going to go to Chamber News. Oh, I don't have any bad slides. I had some of these internet things that come around. Do you ever get those? Yeah.
Have there been some, like I heard there was something going on with it. Was it the Great Wall of China?
No, I don't have any of that in here.
Oh, you did?
No, actually, I had some of Larry's redneck humor in there, and then at the last minute, I thought, no, they're funny. Anyway, Chamber News, just a couple simple things here.
Where are you going, Boo-Boo?
I'm trying to get to the next slide. Oh, new in the Chamber shop, even though we didn't travel much during August, we have a couple of new things that came
Her
out.
Your eyes are so blue.
Well, thank you. One is called... and Jean, how do you pronounce, how did this?
Shamia.
I forgot how Adamus pronounced it. He did a radio interview on the Spirit Quest radio show recently. That interview we turned into a product. It's a free download. He talks about Shamia, which is the science of alchemy. Sometimes during a channel, I'm getting these words that I don't know what they mean, and you know I have to kind of see them in my mind's eye. After he used this word, I went and looked it up, and oddly enough, it's an ancient word for Egypt, which I found really interesting. And also,
it's good you like your stuff.
And also, then it became a Greek word for chemical, and finally, it had to do with alchemy. So, Shamia. It's very, very interesting. It's a free download on the website. We've done quite a few of the radio interviews this month. Then, actually, it was kind of fun. We went to Fairfield, Iowa with David McMaster. It was a fun trip. We were out in the cornfields. We were around town. We did a book signing one night at the Revelations bookstore. And it was such an interesting difference because most of the time we're here with Chambra in the U.S. or in Europe or Asia or whatever with Chambra. This was in the middle of Iowa, and very beautiful, very interesting, small group.
You didn't get hit by lightning.
No, but a huge storm rolled in right before we started that night.
Huge.
I mean, it was one of those Midwest, hot, humid, sunny days, and all of a sudden this storm rolled in, and it was, they said like 3 inches of rain in an hour. It was amazing. But Adamus talked about chaos, the gift of chaos. Really talked about what chaos is, what it isn't, how to handle it, how to deal with it in your life. So we do have this available as a $15 digital download or a $10 PDF. It was a good evening, and it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Thank you, David.
Yep. So those are the new products, and let's see.
I think there's one more, wasn't there? No?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We're wrapping it up. Woo! We're going to go on break early.
Oh, it's food time. Everybody get ready.
But before we do, a couple of special acknowledgments.
Yes.
First of all, Linda and I would like to really acknowledge the Crimson Circle teachers around the world. On any given weekend, there's 15, 20 different classes going on. We looked the other day, as a matter of fact, at some numbers, and I assume the numbers for SES was correct?
I believe so. Well, there are 274 teachers, 534 certifications. There are almost 2,000 people that have taken SES.
I thought it was from including you and I.
Oh, no, that's
yeah,
like 27,000.
Over 25,000 people worldwide have gone through and taken SES. That's amazing. That is amazing. So we want to thank all
the
Chambra Institute teachers who really, they'll sit down with a group of 1, 2, 3, 4 people, and sometimes more, but they're so passionate. They're willing to really be awakening facilitators for people who are ready to go into some of the core materials of Crimson Circle, things like SES, death and birth, ascension. These are some of the 3-day, what I would call core material, but tough courses.
I will also share that we send out surveys after all the classes, and one of the most astounding, beautiful things that you can imagine is we always ask the student about their overall, a bunch of questions, but specific question about their experience. And it can be, oh, I didn't like it. I don't know what the bad ones are because the only thing, we never get any. The only thing worldwide that anybody ever says about the classes, the feedback is, it was either very good and almost the majority say it was life-changing. Now, that's, for me, I've done a lot of training and a lot of teaching. It is astounding to me that no matter where this is taught, no matter where in the world, the teachers universally, 90% of all the attendees call the class life-changing.
That's pretty amazing.
So I invite you, if you're interested in any of that basic Crimson Circle material, go to the events and look up who's teaching in your area or invite them to come to your area. We have an amazing, amazing group of teachers that we are incredibly proud of.
So I think it deserves a big hand for these awakening facilitators around the world. And also to the translators and the web hosts, the materials are translated every month into about 23 different languages. Michelle McHale works with the translators and the web hosts, as well as other members of the staff, but you're really spearheading the international websites. And can you imagine, every month they get the transcripts, usually the day after. So in other words, they'll get today's channel tomorrow, and they set about in their teams translating it into 23 different languages. It's simply an amazing process.
Beyond amazing. And I mean, truly, as Jeff says, amazing. They do this work so quietly and so joyfully. And it really is, it's a really big project. And they do it, almost exclusively from a space of just love and sharing.
Yeah. So how about a big hand for the translators and web host.
You. Ow.
They're amazing.
And finally,
you're amazing.
Bringing it right back here to Colorado every month, this amazing group comes in early, works late, works hard, works the next day on the videos, on the audios, on the text. So these are the folks that make it happen for our webcast credits. Big hand to the staff that's here. And would you guys stand up a minute? The whole staff. Go ahead and stand up, please. You know, what's really beautiful is we've been doing this now for, 10 or 11 years, and the group of people who really put their energy behind this, a lot of them have been with us 9, 10 years, some...
Well, if you're going to go down that...
And so
that
dedicated.
...adventure, then you have to specifically... directly acknowledge Michelle McKell, because she's been there from the absolute beginning.
Michelle has been there before there was a Crimson Circle. So big hand for Michelle.
Oh.
Woo. Okay. Michelle, I don't want to embarrass you, but you have some stories you could probably tell someday. But you know, we actually knew Michelle when we didn't even, when there wasn't a Crimson Circle. And we didn't even live here in Colorado. We met her through the Cryon message board when we were still living in Texas. And Michelle was part of the original group in 2001 that went to England over 9/11. And
we've known Michelle for over 15 years.
So, yeah, I thank you for mentioning that. So you have some stories to tell. Pay you not to tell them. And, but you really do deserve a big hand today. So to Michelle McHale. Okay, you know what time it is? It's about 2:20. It is time also to thank Chambra from all around the world for their love and support. It's simply amazing how this group has come together, how Tobias really facilitated us getting back together to go through the awakening journey. And now with Adamus moving us onto the next part where we truly become the teachers, the guides, the resources for others to work with. But what a great group. Linda and I are absolutely spoiled to be able to work with such an incredible group of humans.
Truly so honored.
Thank you to Chambra around the world.
Thank you.
Yep. Great. Okay. It is. We're going to take a 30-minute break. There's plenty of food, but don't forget, we have barbecue after the message today.